You are listening to Real World News.
Brutally repressed protests in Bahrain spark international community's criticism. Repression continues in Bahrain, a small country in the Persian Gulf. Hundreds of demonstrators opposing the monarchic rule have been arrested, and doctors who assisted the injured during the protests are being persecuted. The detainees are tortured, and four demonstrators were accused of killing two cops, were even sentenced to death penalty. Shia mosques were destroyed by the Sunni regime. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, expressed her deep concern over the incidents last week. The High Commissioner's office also received reports of death protesters under police custody. In statements to Europa Press, Pillay said, quote, independent investigations need to be conducted into death under police custody and the torture accusations. The authorities must independently cease their harassment and intimidation of human and political rights activists and make sure that their fundamental civil and political rights are enforced. The United Nations estimated that 1,000 people are detained for taking part in protests, even though the regime claims that there are only 400. Europa Press estimated that many of these arrests were carried out while demonstrators were receiving medical assistance after being injured in the demonstrations. Meanwhile, the regime has already begun the legal process against 21 activists, including leaders of the opposition of the country. Human Rights Watch says one of the accused is hospitalized after being brutally beaten up while he was detained. The regime denied once again the allegations and told the media that both the activists and the human rights groups could express freely in Bahrain, adding that they even had the support of the government to do that. It also clarified that on June the 1st, the government will lift the state of emergency imposed in Bahrain, which coincides with the deadline to notify the organizers of the Formula One race if the competition will take place in the country this year. Meanwhile, human rights groups are not the only critical voices of what is happening in Bahrain. The international public opinion is increasingly questioning the human rights violations perpetrated by the regime. The Washington Post suggested in today's edition that the U.S. government, which is a firm ally of the Bahrain monarchy, should withdraw its navy fleet from the country.
You are listening to Real World News.